plan ahead, that's what the wise man said. Success is hard to win, but you can win it if you do a lot of thinking in advance and make the necessary preparations and don't leave everything to be crowded into the very last minute. Plan ahead, in advance, don't leave a thing to chance. And if you want to wind up rich and famous, just be careful and meticulous in everything you do, and just make sure your work is not slipshod or sloppy or negligent, or else people will go around saying you are an ignoramus. So, insist on absolute perfection and do all your things perfectly. If you strive day and night, in a long time you might be almost as perfect as me. As I. For the toughest things in life are never easy. Where's the next part of the music? Who's got the next part of the music?
I got it.
Oh, thanks.
Plan ahead.
Do what the wise man said.
Yeah, he said so.
Just remember, in 1,000 years, we'll all be dead. So plan ahead. Oh, the wise man's dead. But before he died, he said, plan ahead.
Company's here. Our company, that is. Hello, this is Larry Berger, along with Ricky Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP FM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, WSHA FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, WKYW LP Kaiser, West Virginia, Mountain Streams Radio.org, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM McKeesport, and SLBRadio.org/radio, where you will find our own SLB radio player as well as those of TuneIn, Simple Radio, Streama, Radio Garden, and our listener number where you can listen by phone at 631-359-8728. Today, we have a large group of students from Pittsburgh to Allegheny, pre-K through 5, in grades 3 through 5. They're going to be previewing Frozen Junior, their upcoming musical. They'll be here just after 10 o'clock. At 10:35, we will have members of the Pittsburgh Youth Climate Action Summit, leaders from that group, to talk about their upcoming summit later this month. And the Pittsburgh Savoy Arts will be here at 11 o'clock with a preview of the Grand Duke, or the Statutory Duel. Also this morning, some replays of our feature with the late Roy Bookbinder, whose death was announced earlier this week. That plus puzzles, games, and more, all this morning on the Saturday Light Brigade.
And a dream in the morning, she brings me water. And a dream in the evening, that she brings me wine. Just a poor man's daughter from Porto Penasco, Evangeline, old Mexico. There's a great hot desert south of Mexicali. If you don't have water, boy, you better not go. Tequila won't get you across that desert, no, no, to Evangelina, old Mexico. She's waiting, and I can't get there. God only knows that I rack my brain trying to find a way to reach that woman, old Mexico. Said you don't need papers, I'll let you go. I can tell that you love her by the look in your eyes now. She's the rose of the desert in old Mexico. She's waiting, and I can't get there. God only knows that I rack my brain to try to find a way to reach that woman in old Mexico. And I dream in the morning she brings me water. And a dream in the evening, she brings me wine. Just a poor man's daughter from Porto Penasco, south of the border in old Mexico. Evangeline, I miss you so. Thank you.
the Saturday Light Brigade with Hoyt Axton getting us started. With Evangelina. And before I say one more word, the clocks spring ahead 1 hour tonight. Caught us by surprise. How about you? We head into daylight saving time officially at 2 a.m. Sunday morning. And it must be that I didn't have a chance to look this up, but it must be the second Sunday of March that we make that change, since it officially occurs on a Sunday. And the second Sunday is the earliest it possibly can be this year. So make sure you're not in your own independent time zone by springing forward before you go to sleep tonight, March 7th, unless you're in an area that does not do that. And I think Arizona is the place now Ricky's pointing, having lived in Tucson four or five or so years of her life. I did check. Arizona is still in its own independent way.
The Northside Chronicle joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. The Northside Chronicle is a nonprofit community newspaper available in print, digital, and mobile formats that provides coverage of the people, places, and events in the 18 Northside neighborhoods of Pittsburgh. Details on the March issue of the Northside Chronicle, including information on the annual summer camp guide, are available at thenorthsidechronicle.com.
Teens interested in podcasting, writing, music, journalism, or other forms of self-expression are invited to join us for a wide range of SLB Youth Media Center programs. Activities include workshops on writing and audio recording, as well as weekly open mics and open studio hours on Mondays through Thursdays from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. and Saturdays from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Activities are free to area teens. Visit ymc.slbradio.org for details.
Hello to Dust Bowl Jack out in Liberty Borough. Dust Bowl, I'm having more luck with your request than I thought I would. I'm still working on it. Susie in Alexandria, good morning to you. Dust Bowl sent me a picture of a car that he drove across country with. It was a 1955 Chevy. It was a three-day adventure. He was one of the co-drivers. And they bought this beautiful hunk of metal for $250. Tommy points out that parts of Indiana and East Chicago also don't do daylight saving time. Hello to Susie in Alexandria. Good to have you aboard. And also Bob in Washington. Thank you for checking in. Now it's time to give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. Now it is time for this morning's pop quiz, and our pop quiz today is relatively simple. Usually, when you find the letters CH in a word, they make the sound of ch, as in chicken or chair. However, there are times when the letters CH combine to perform or to create the K sound, like charisma or chorus. We don't say charisma or chorus. We say charisma or chorus. Our challenge to you is to come up with five other words that use CH as their first two letters, but in their pronunciation, the CH is pronounced as a K, just as in chorus and charisma. There are a lot of such words. We'd like to hear your five best ones, and we also would like to hear from you.
It's time to connect. Join us on or off the air by calling or texting us at 412-200-5975. You can also reach us at 1-888-752-7234 or through Interact Live at slbradio.org/radio. You're a big part of the Saturday Light Brigade.
You may try to have a perfect life. This you cannot do. This you cannot do, though you may try. It may look like others have this life, this perfect state of bliss. But if you scratch the surface, there is one thing that you miss. Everything is possible.
Tom Waits at the Saturday Light Brigade, he wrote that song, and that's his recording from 1973, requested by Dust Bowl Jack. And Sam Bush did Everything Is Possible from Story of Man, his 2016 release on Sugar Hill. We're looking for words that start with CH, in which the CH sounds like a K rather than like ch. Just think, if choo-choo was like that, trains would go cuckoo. That must be why they go choo-choo. Bruce and Ingram, good morning. Chrysler, Christmas, chrysanthemum, cholera, and cholesterol. Drew, good morning, has chord, as in music, and chemistry. Russ and Sharon have quite a few. They are in Kang, North Carolina. They have a few words that I'll share with you in a moment, but one of them is chyme, C-H-Y-M-E, thick. acetic, semi-fluid mass of partially digested food formed in the stomach. Yuck, writes Russ. You can tell Russ took a lot of biology to support his career. Patrick in the South Park has chaos, character, chorus, chronic, and chemistry. Stu in McCandless, listening with Sarah in McCandless, has chasm, choreography, cholera, chiropractor, and chordata. That's one I need to look up. The third largest phylum of the animal kingdom. Which includes humans and other vertebrates. Thank you, Stu. That's a new one for me. Here's Tom and McCandless with chaos, chemist, cholera, character, and chasm. Good morning to Richard on the north side. Good to have you tuned in. And here are some additional words. Tommy in Bethel Park, I do believe, has chronological, chrysanthemum, chromatic, chrysalis, and Chrysler. Dr. Nelson has character, charisma, chemistry, chemotherapy, chimera, and chlorella. Sue in South Park has chrome, chaos, character, cord, chiropractor, chronic, Christmas, and chelate. There are a few others that I will share with you. Oh, but I can't let this moment pass by. Here is one that I think you'll like. Let me be sure I take a deep breath before I say, in chemistry class, chaotic characters may chelate chromium to feed the choir of chorionic chameleons, but they mustn't chemerize it. That would be crazy. That from Barbara in Highland Park. And we'll share a few more in a moment and give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge with our History Riddle, broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings from SLB Radio Productions.
I got me 10 fine toes to wiggle in the sand. Lots of idle fingers snap to my command. A lovely pair of heels that kick the beat the band. Contemplating nature can be fascinating. Add to these a nose that I can thumb and a mouth by gum have I to tell the whole darn world. If you don't happen to like it, deal me out. Thank you kindly. Pass me by. Pass me by. I'll tell the whole darn world. If you don't happen to like it, deal me out. Thank you kindly. Pass me by. Pass me by. Pass me by. If you kindly pass me by. Pass me by, pass me by. If you don't happen to like it, pass me by.
The Saturday Light Brigade, that is the shout section. Big band. I've got a lot of these CH words to share with you. Susie in Alexandria has called you Chasm. Kai. Kyra, Scoro, and Chiropractic. There are a lot. Good morning to Mark. Go ahead. Chrome, Chronic, Chemistry, Chaos, Character, Choir, Choreography, Chord, and Chiropractor. And I've got a few more to share. Quite a response to this morning's pop quiz. Let me see where I left off here. Russ in North Carolina has chrome, as well as chromium and chromatic. Christmas, chlorine, chloride, chlorination, chlorophyll, chloroform, cholesterol, cholera, chronic, chronological, chemical, chemistry, chemist, chemotherapy, chiropodist, or chiropodist, perhaps, and chiropractor. Jim in Blackridge has charisma, chorus, charismatic, character. Christine and Christina, chronic and chronicle. And here's Mark and Mary Jean from Sunrise Drive with chaos, charisma, chasm, chemist, chemotherapy, chimera, chiropractor, chlorine, cholesterol, cord, choreograph, chorus, Christmas, chrome. Wow, I've got a lot. Chronic, chronicle, chronograph, chrysalis, and chrysanthemum. Vidya has cholera, cholesterol, chronic, chrysography, chrysanthemum, Christian, and Christmas. And Linda of the Dynamic Duo has choir, Christmas, Christian, chronic, cholesterol, cholera. Viv has choir, chasm, chorister. The name Chloe and Christmas. And Gary made a sentence. Being a Christian, it was a joy for me to sing in the Christmas choir. The chemistry of all the voices, singing the chorus was amazing to say the least. The church was a bit out of character, as instead of poinsettias, they decorated with chrysanthemums. Struck a bad chord with some of the members. Barb at Oakbot has chemical, chimerical, Christmas choir, chrome, and character. And Rick of Highland Park used all musical instruments. Carimia, which is a reed instrument from Guatemala. Quitaron, I may be mispronouncing some of these. Bass lute from Italy. Kitara, a guitar from Italy. King, a Thai finger cymbal, and Kenda, a standing bass drum from Kenda. And he calls that the SLB Pop Quiz, CHWIZ band. Kathy Antinesta has cholera, chemistry, character, characteristics, chaos, and chemist. and Ralph has chaos, character, chemistry. Chameleon, that's a good one. And Chronic. And just a few more miles. Good morning. Has Chrysalis, Chondroitin, Chiron, Chronometer, and Chimera. And Jeff and Squirrel Hill has Character, Choreography, Chasm, Chemistry, and Chronograph. Jim in Crafton Heights has Chimera, Chord, Chasm. All great words. Thank you for playing along. In a moment, this morning's Hysteriddle.
A Symbol joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. A Symbol is a nonprofit organization and community space for arts and technology education located in Pittsburgh's Garfield neighborhood. A Symbol works to build confidence through making by creating approachable opportunities for learners of all ages to engage with science, technology, engineering, art, and mathematics-based activities. Information on Assembl programs and opportunities is available at assemblpgh.org.
Now it is time to give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. Now it's time for this morning's Hysteriddle. Born April 29th, 1933, he's recorded over 100 albums and dozens of number one hits, and is still active today, touring away with an instrument nearly worn to bits. On March 7th, 1983, he became the fourth recipient of the Songwriters Hall of Fame Sammy Kahn Lifetime Achievement Award, a tradition started in prior years with honors to Ethel Merman, Tony Bennett, and Dinah Shore. Did you catch it all? Born April 29th, 1933. He's recorded over 100 albums and dozens of number one hits and is still active today, touring away with an instrument nearly worn to bits. On March 7th, 1983, he became the fourth recipient of the Songwriters Hall of Fame Sammy Kahn Lifetime Achievement Award, a tradition started in prior years with honors to Ethel Merman, Tony Bennett, and Dinah Shore. If you know it, you're pretty sharp. Let's hear from you.
It's time to connect. Join us on or off the air by calling or texting us at 412-200-5975. You can also reach us at 1-888-752-7234 or through Interact Live at slbradio.org/radio. You're a big part of the Saturday Light Brigade.
I've been cleaning, washing other people's dirty dishes, pouring their coffees, pouring their teas, and making their sandwiches. So give me a home where I can bear and I can make my own bed and breakfast. I'm easy to please, man, I just nest. Oh, give me a home really need marble baths and granite countertops. But we are good neighbors, we are good tenants, we're simply not at the top. So give me a home where I can
Saturday Light Brigade with Mary McCaslin. Way out west, what a voice she has. Old Whitetail from Pittsburgh with Bed and Breakfast. Before that, a great songwriter and singer. A lot of correct answers coming in for this morning's Hysteriddle. Here it is again, born April 29th, 1933. He has recorded over 100 albums and dozens of number one hits, and is still active today, touring away with an instrument worn to bits. On March 7th, 1983, he became the fourth recipient of the Songwriters Hall of Fame Sammy Kahn Lifetime Achievement Award, a tradition started in prior years with honors to Ethel Merman in 1980, Tony Bennett in 1981, and Dinah Shore in 1982. Jess is playing along on Facebook at SLB Radio and got the correct answer. And listening in South Carolina en route to Palm Bay along I-95, Larry and Vanessa got the correct answer as well. Bruce and Ingram got it, and also added the name of that well-worn instrument. Bob in Freedom, Pennsylvania has it. So does Richard on the north side. And Craig in Macon, Georgia, good morning, with the correct answer. Mike in Alabama has the correct answer, as does John in Carrick, Patrick in South Park, Russ in King, North Carolina, and Mike in Mars. Linda in Collier. Mark, also with the correct answer. Tom in McCandless has it, as does Tommy in Virginia, who points out that our Hysteriddle answer wrote his first song at the age of 7. Rich in Freeport has it. Here comes John in Economy Borough with the correct answer. A lot of correct answers coming in. Are you ready to hear it? What the correct answer is? Well, I'm ready to hear it. And I believe we've got Dust Bowl joining us now on line one. Am I right, Ricky? Yes,
you are
right.
Absolutely correct.
Thank you. How are you, Dust Bowl?
We're doing pretty good today.
You mentioned that trip cross country. That has to have had so many memories, driving that 55 Chevy, from virtually coast to coast. I can't imagine what that trip must have been like.
Well, at first we didn't trust the car. It said 59,000 miles we're going. It's California. The car could look like that and have 155,000 miles on it, all wore out. So we made it a couple stops. First was Albuquerque, New Mexico. He had relatives there. I had relatives out in California, and so did he. We stayed with them when we were buying the car. And then the next stop was Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. We got a motel room there. And then from Oklahoma City was the final leg back to Sharon. with that car. And the only problem was the speedometer cable at 55 mile an hour would tick like crazy.
Oh, gosh, I remember when they used to do that back when they were mechanical instead of digital. That's when you could really talk to the officer, too, about not knowing the accuracy of the speedometer. I forgot about that. Wow.
Yeah. And I had to coerce him into buying that car because we were looking at two cars. One was the top-of-the-line 55 Bel Air black hardtop. And they wanted $500 for that, and it looked perfect, you know. But the guy said, you guys can test ride this thing, but don't take any plugs out. I'm thinking, You got a cylinder that's blowing oil, and they got a super hot spark plug, so we're going to drive this thing close to 3,000 miles. I said, I don't know about that. And we found this other one, and it was a six-cylinder automatic. It said 59,000 miles, and I says, he couldn't decide. My friend was going to do the buying. That's what the expert's purpose was. I says, okay. I says, here's how we're going to do it. I'm going to buy the $250 one. You buy the $500 one, and we'll both drive a car back. Well, that changed his mind.
What year was this roughly?
We're in the early 70s.
Yeah, I bought a 73 Dodge Charger in roughly 1981 for $600. And what a great car that was. It's funny how you can remember those early cars with such clarity, at least for me. I can remember that car like it was yesterday.
He still has the car. He had it painted black, had the interior redone, put a V8 in it, new automatic in it. But something happened here, and it's not runnable right now, and it's sitting in his garage. Mm. Some assembly required.
Great that he still has it. Well, you knew who we were looking for this morning, the answer to our history riddle. Who is it?
It's Willie Nelson. I got to see him in concert over here in a place called Yankee Lake. It's about 10 miles north of Youngstown.
I'll bet he is great in concert. Was he?
It was. It was great to see him in concert. A lot of people there. And it was a super hot August day. And there was a little rowdyism going on around us because they were serving liquor at this place. And right in front of my wife, I thought we were going to have to leave because there was a fight broke out. And people were pushing on each other. And this one lady who was recovering from, I think, hip surgery, was in one of those little low beach chairs and got flipped over.
Ooh.
And they got stopped after the second round of the skirmish going on. When she got up, she grabbed her cane and she went over to the guy that flipped her over. Uh-huh. And beating on him with a cane.
Oh, my gosh. My goodness. Well,
and I said, well, is my wife going to want to hang around here or not? And she stuck it out because it was Willie Nelson.
You would think the music would be enough without the added excitement, but it depends who you are, I guess. But yeah, some concerts, I can think of a few others that end up presenting that kind of environment to be in. I'm sure you're glad that you held out to see them all the way through.
Yep, we sure did.
Well done. Dust Bowl, thank you for checking in. I've got to get to Susie here before the top of the hour. She's going to join us, too. And Holly in Oakland also had the correct answer. Hello, Susie.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning. You had the right answer, too. I'll let you say the name because there are people who may not have heard it yet. Who were we looking for?
Willie Nelson.
Indeed. And you got that very quickly. I don't know if you're a fan of his or you're often...
I am, yeah. My dad introduced me to Willie Nelson. He was a big Willie Nelson, Kenny Rogers, you know, that kind of country music back in the, I guess, late 70s, early 80s. was when I was introduced to Willie Nelson.
It's interesting to put him in context with Dinah Shore and Ethel Merman, among others, winning the Sammy Kahn Award that I mentioned earlier, which is given not necessarily to songwriters, but to people who have helped to extend the career and helped the career of songwriters, which he certainly did. He wrote a lot of songs, but he also popularized a lot of songs as well. Just an incredible person. Do you know the name of his guitar offhand?
I don't.
It's,
no.
It's Trigger. Bruce pointed that out. His guitar is Trigger, and it is falling apart to the point where it's just wearing away down to almost balsa wood. I think there's some unintentional holes in the upper body of it, and he's just going to keep playing it until it's played all it can, I guess. But that's Willie Nelson's guitar. You've got a special day today. I know your mom's birthday is...
Yeah, my mom turned 83 last Saturday.